Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. I'm broadcasting live from Woodlands, Texas, which is hard by to Houston, at the Administaff Small Business Classic. And the man who's responsible for putting this thing on with his team, as he'll be very quick to point out, is sitting in front of me. He's my good friend. Randy McCollum is Vice President of Strategic Alliances for Administaff. Randy, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. It's always a treat to be with you.
It's good to have you here, Randy. Thank you for inviting me back for the third year. This is just, you know, any time I get to go where people are celebrating golf and small business, it just doesn't get any better than that. And then when you throw in good food and good friends, you know, take me now, Lord. This is as good as it gets.
Well, we're glad you're here. You're an institution here now, so you can't leave. So.
The Hotel California, you can check out anytime you want, but you can never leave, right?
Right.
3 years, third year, consecutive year. I remember being with you the first year. You had 6 months, if I remember correctly, maybe 5 months. I forgot. It wasn't long to go from 0 to 60, to go from we don't have a tournament, we never plan to have a tournament, to putting one on and it being incredibly successful. Something like 6 months.
It's not like you'd plan it. You know, strategically in my name there, it's not the way you would actually plan it out. But we had a great opportunity to take advantage of a great market in Houston, our hometown, and a great golf community, and with the senior the Champions Tour event, which fits our way of going to business, because 99% of them are small business people as well.
So exactly.
It's a great combination of things that have come together. And I will tell you, even though it's a huge task, it's gotten a lot easier in 3 years.
Well, once you get the wheel invented, you don't have to reinvent it, do you?
Well,
but you literally invented the wheel there for about 6 months.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, you just hold your breath and hope that the wedding goes off, kind of thing. So we know where the potholes are now, so you can at least dodge them when they're coming, mm-hmm. and you know about where they are in the road. So. There's a lot to be done, but at least you know what the timelines are now.
But, you know, I watched you guys do that and that year, and you just reminded me of small business owners.
Yeah.
I mean, look at how many times. I mean, that's one of the reasons big businesses are now seeking out small businesses to help them with their solutions, because they know when they need to turn around on a dime, when they need to say, hey, you know, we need this. Can you do it yesterday? Small businesses say yes. And then when they go back to the office and they say, how are we going to do this?
That's right. Well,
but they do it.
That's the entrepreneurial spirit that both our company was founded on and 20 years later still works on.
Mm-hmm.
When we take on a task, we get it done, and you have to do that in small business. And you're right. People being nimble and ability to move very quickly is what is not only fueling the economy now with small business, but will always in the future.
Well, and I want to thank you and Administaff for doing such a good job of getting the word out to folks how important small business owners are. And folks, as you know, in full disclosure, Administaff is one of our sponsors, but I do, if you know anything about them, you see what they do. I mean, you guys don't say too many sentences that don't have small business in it. And from somebody who cares as much about them as I do and as I know you do, that's important. And as you heard me say before you came on, you know, I think there ought to be a small business champagne, a small business hamburger. There ought to be a small business cell phone. I mean, everything ought to be, there ought to be something for everything for small business.
We're working on all this.
Well, let me know. I want to help. Strategic alliances. VP of strategic alliances. What does that mean?
It means I have a job. That's a good thing. You know, here's the my background was always in sales and sales and marketing, and through some different channels, and really calling on major businesses, enterprise-type companies, always with the thought, like every major corporation does, very large enterprise companies always say, well, let's go after the small business market. Easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to find them. It's hard to put people on the streets. It's hard for a small business to put people on the streets. It's expensive. So when I saw Administaff, what I saw was a company that was aggregating really the premium small businesses, the gazelles of the different industry segments. And I knew at that point that that would be a point of interest to major corporations that wanted to sell through a channel, a new channel, to sell through to small businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, after several years, we have about 75 strategic relationships to include IBM, for example,
right,
as one of your partners. And that's been very good for us because we leverage a number of small businesses to bring both buying power but introductions to content and deliverables that that small businesses have a hard time finding in the open marketplace.
Well, when I started doing this show, I started talking to my audience about the three things that I thought they needed to be able to leverage well in the 21st century. And one of them was networking. And the other one was is technology. And the third one is strategic alliances.
Okay.
I was talking about that way back then. And you guys, I mean, that's your profession, is to pull these people together. But what does a small business owner need to know about strategic alliances? Why should we care?
Well, I think the key thing is that, you know, like you mentioned, in the 21st century, it's very important that you align yourselves with, I think, a number of strategic relationships, and those relationships are not vendor relationships. There's a major difference, but
a vendor can be a strategic alliance.
But if it's not a two-way street, if there's not value going back and
mm-hmm.
forth,
mm-hmm.
If you don't have a strategic plan in place, if you don't, for example, take time to measure the success of the relationship and how to make it better, it'll turn into a vendor relationship
mm-hmm.
only.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to find where those values, in my world, it's value add.
Mm-hmm.
Because even to keep a client, to gain a client in today's world, small or big, you need to have value-added services are provided to them, things that are easy for them to connect to, things that make sense in their world to do. And you'll find that that then they're going to be coming back. There's a loyalty to, you know, a good bit of loyalty that goes with that. So that's what we try to do.
Well, it's the relationship that you build. As we go to a break here, folks, it's the relationship that you build. And that, to me, that's the business model for the 21st century. It's not, I want to buy from you, you sell to me, you know, have a good life. It's more than that. And you know what? It's not just better business, folks. It's a better life. Randy McCollum, ladies and gentlemen, is Vice President of Strategic Alliances for Administaff. He and I will be right back with the Administaff Small Business Classic in Woodlands, Texas. Stay with us.
There was no use talking, there was nothing to say.
Jim Blasingame, broadcasting live from the Administaff Small Business Classic in Woodland. We're actually in Woodland. The tournament, Randy McCollum is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's the head honcho of putting this thing together with his team. The tournament is it in Spring, Texas?
Yeah, it's just outside the borders of what's called Woodlands.
Yeah.
It's actually the Woodlands community.
It's still part of the Woodlands,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, which is about 100,000 people.
A lot of folks.
It's a lot of people live here.
It's a beautiful part of Texas, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
Yeah. Administaff is, by the way, folks, has branded this Small Business Classic, the Administaff Small Business Classic, the Champions Tournament. Give us the website for the tournament.
Yeah, the website is Administaff. You can go to administaff.com. You'll see a lead in there, and then you can see go to administaffclassic.com, and you can go right to the tournament site as well.
Right. Larry Nelson was the winner last year.
Larry won the first year. Yeah.
And
Mark McNulty. Yeah. Two great, gracious winners,
right,
as 99% of those guys are. But couldn't have two better people to win the tournament than those two guys. So.
And the man is going to be here on Thursday.
The man will be here.
Mr. Palmer.
Mr. Palmer, who's our spokesperson for Administaff and has been just an absolute wonderful gentleman to do business with.
He is what he appears to be, isn't he?
He not only that, he's probably, I wouldn't say the most successful small businessman, but he's one of them.
No question about that.
And he does run those businesses.
He's involved. He's
very, very involved with those businesses because I've been around him when he's on the phone with numbers of them. But he'll be here. You know, he's ending. He's nearing the end of his real playing career.
Yeah.
He'll play golf. He plays every day. But it's just going to be a treat to see him again and watch him play.
It's a lot of fun. He's a phenomenal person, and obviously he's not just my hero. He's a lot of folks' hero. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, I think I'm breaking news here. I believe he's going to be on my show. I'm going to be in Orlando in 2 weeks, and I think yesterday. I'm pretty sure Mr. Palmer is going to be right here on the Small Business Advocate Show.
Well, that's a treat.
I'm very excited about that.
He doesn't do that very often.
I know. We've been working on that a long time, and so I'm very excited about that. Randy, you got a lot of small business owners at your feet right now, at your knee, listening to you. What would you tell them about growing their business through partners, through alliances?
Well, the first thing I would say is, you know, whatever made you successful yesterday probably won't be the thing that makes you successful tomorrow.
Well,
you need to have your eyes wide open to opportunity. You also need to be careful with those eyes, too. There's a number of ways you can get hurt if you get, again, into a situation where there's too much trust involved without enough support involved. So I would say to look beyond the horizon for opportunities that you may not think exist but will exist tomorrow because the world will change. It's hard in the small business community to understand everybody that's going to be your competitor, but you can bet if you're good in that competitive space that somebody's going to come after it,
mm-hmm.
And it won't be yours forever. So you have to constantly be pushing the envelope, in my opinion, to stay ahead of the game.
I like to tell people it's okay to fall in love with what you do, but don't fall in love with how you do it.
Totally agree with that.
In the 21st century, it's more true than ever before, isn't it?
Right, absolutely. And that's you know, part of my job, and it's part of the excitement of my job, is that I get to look forward. I get to go and try new things on. For example, we just made an acquisition in December where we went out and bought HRtools.com mm-hmm. and a number of things that went with that, some software for HR and those types of things. And that's really to present ourselves as literally for everyone.
Well, you basically incrementalized the ability to improve HR services for anybody, any small business owner.
Yeah, if you've got one employee, you're in the HR business.
Well, see, the reason I'm glad you guys did that, and I compliment you for that, is because my audience has heard me say long before I knew you guys, before I knew Administaff, that the two areas where small business owners are just not as good as we need to be is marketing and human resources.
Yeah, I could not agree with you more. HR takes down more companies
mm-hmm.
than bad management
yep.
or not a scientific thought process about being in your space. HR thing can kill you.
Bad HR practices is what does it clearly. And the new HR in a box basically mm-hmm. is what it is. At HR Tools, isn't it?
Yeah, HR Tools. We just relaunched the site about 2 months ago. What it is a site, HRtools.com, where you can go for content that can give you information of, first of all, what's the law,
mm-hmm.
What's right and wrong, and content on how to map, for example, to hire someone, to fire someone, et cetera. And then it has deliverables there, a job description that you need to write. So.
Don't you have some, you guys got some free information there on
yeah,
HR2?
Absolutely.
Right?
You can even do a trial on any of the dot-coms that are delivered there. But if you just take a job description, I mean, it sounds pretty innocuous, the job description. What does that mean? I mean, I need an assistant. I need X. Well, first of all, it needs to be written in legalese
mm-hmm.
so it doesn't come back to bite you. It needs to really represent what you're trying to hire, and that's what we take you through this process. We'll take you through a wizard process, a tutorial that allows you really to build what you're really trying to hire to. And then you punch a button, and it'll spit out even the information that you need to interview someone. So, at a very low cost, so it's an entry level opportunity for anyone out there that has someone to hire.
Randy, I got to wrap it up because we got to take a break here and move on to our next guest, whom you've introduced us to, Paul Quintle. Thank you for being here. Thanks for inviting us back, and I'm looking forward to a great week.
Well, it's our treat. I look forward to seeing you here the rest.
Randy McCollum, ladies and gentlemen, at the Administaff Small Business Classic. It's 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.